UJFM 95.4.
Dr. Samuel is Lalit Beekhout, right here at the University of Johannesburg Art Center. I think I want to ask you is that what role do you think really, you know, education and awareness plays in preventing corruption?
Look, it starts with awareness, you know, shining the spotlight on this horrible thing called corruption. I mean, at UJ,
yes,
we've got 54,000 students.
Mm.
And you know that, you know, we don't play games here. We don't tolerate unethical behavior.
Yes.
And people may think we're harsh, but the aim here is to send a strong message and also to correct, you know, our behavior. You know, of course, out of 54,000, if there are 50 students, it's 50 too many, yes. But
yes,
we'll correct that behavior, because when people graduate from here, they go out there, you know, into the labor market. They have to lead by example. This is the way we can contribute towards, you know, addressing this issue of corruption.
Yes. Now, as you know, I think it's quite important to note that we are 30 years within, you know, our democracy. And really considering the current state of corruption in our country as a whole, what hope do you have that, you know, the summit really brings to our country?
Yeah, firstly, I hope the government of national unity is, you know, paying attention.
Yes.
You know, trust has been eroded. They will need to gain trust by not, you know, the trust of the people of South Africa and the world, by not just talking about fighting corruption, but by demonstrating that indeed they are fighting corruption.
Mm.
And at the moment, you know, I attended a conference 2 days ago, and somebody made a statement that in South Africa, crime pays. So my message would be, we have to make sure that crime doesn't pay.
Yes.
By ensuring definitely that the risks, you know, of involving oneself in corrupt practices, you know, should not worth the trouble.
Mm. You just mentioned that, you know, crime should not pay. I just want to ask you quick that, yeah, what do you think are really some of the strategies that could go into promoting anti-corruption?
If people see people going to jail, you know, irrespective,
yes,
of their position in society, of course, people who are found guilty through, you know, the criminal justice system being, mm-hmm, sent to jail for many years. But as long as people still involve themselves in corrupt practices and still not, you know, spend a day in prison,
yes,
then you know, then that doesn't help. So when people start seeing that crime doesn't pay, it's the day when people will start respecting the law. You know, the rule of law is extremely important.
Yes, definitely. Now, I want to bring it back home, right, you know, to the University, yes, of Johannesburg.
Right.
Do you mind letting us know what UJ's contribution is, you know, in tackling the conversation around corruption?
Yeah. Oh, you know, UJ is involved in a lot of things. You know, we walk the talk, as I indicated.
Yes.
We don't tolerate any unethical behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll take anyone to task to the bitter end, you know. That is one thing. The second thing, we want to educate as a university. We had a number of smaller, you know, courses. The biggest colleagues that writing about this subject in the media. There are people who publish in academic publications about this issue. And a number of our colleagues also serve in important boards and so on, where I believe they make a meaningful contribution. Most importantly, in our leadership, you know, working with the students here, I'm sure that we really graduate people who go out there and make a difference.
Now, Prof, to wrap up the interview, what are you hoping that individuals who are attending the summit right now get to take away, yeah, from all of this experience as it is?
Yeah. Look, the people that are here are the people that have had enough of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Many, you know, deal with it on a daily basis. My wish is that they can take the message and all the ideas shared here and share them at their workplaces, share them, you know, in their various circles of influence, so,
mm-hmm,
that people pay attention to this. It doesn't help to turn a blind eye on this horrible thing called corruption, because it's destroying lives.
It is destroying lives indeed. It is our very own Vice Chancellor, Professor Letlhoko Mbedi, talking to us about the Combating Corruption Summit happening here at the University of Johannesburg Art Center. Thank you so much, Prof, for joining us as usual. It is such an honor and a pleasure. It is more of our Power Playlist coming your way, 11 past 2. You definitely want to stick around into our final hour of UJFM Insights.
UJFM.